So ma ba 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 ba. Bum cha chum tum ba.
Ah! Oh boy, I am so excited to be here.
Why are you so excited to be here?
That's because I missed the great thunderstorm.
You missed the great thunderstorm?
I did, Rabbi Herbs. I missed the big, big thunderstorm. It didn't even happen yet.
And maybe we'll be lucky, and when we go home, there won't be a thunderstorm.
But isn't rain a good thing? Isn't it a blessing? A bracha?
Yes, it is. It would be nice when it rains after I get home.
Oh, and what about other people have different times?
You know what? Whenever Hashem makes it rain, it's great. It's a bracha for everyone. That's all. And you know what? Guess what? There are raincoats.
Raincoats? And like umbrellas also?
Yep. There are raincoats and there are umbrellas. What do you say to that?
Wow! Unbelievable. Wow, Rabbi Herbs. Do you got a story for tonight?
Of course I do.
Wow, look at the background over there. Whoa! People gonna really see what I look like now?
Well, it depends. If they stream online or whatever, yeah, it's possible.
Uh-oh. Should I fix my tie?
Well, in order to fix your tie, you have to have a tie.
Oh, can I borrow yours?
I just didn't bring mine today.
Oh, I guess I can't borrow that either. Anyways, let's get on. Okay, here we go. Welcome to J-Rut Radio. We are live on the telephone, 712-432-4217. And we are also live on 718-506-9099. And guess what? When you listen to us on the 718-506-9099, you can also get us on archives. Just follow the menu, okay, if it's not confusing. All right, now, also, J-Rut Radio could use every penny that it can get. It costs a lot of money to run this station over here. And we are, besides on the telephone, we are also on the kosher internets, of course, filtered internet, so whatever, and those funny things, whatever they plug in into the cell phones or these funny phones that are supposed to be smarter than me, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
So, now, if anybody's interested,
I'll do the announcements. You just get ready for the story.
Okay, I'll get ready for the story.
Okay, so J-Rut Radio is located at 2929 Ocean Avenue, 11229. So if you want to send donations so we could, improve ourselves and keep, continue being of service to the community, then every penny counts, you know. Okay, now, anything else?
I thought you said you're going to take care of it. So then you take care of it.
Okay, I'll take care of it. What am I supposed to take care of?
You're supposed to know what you're supposed to take care of.
Oh, that's a good point. But what is it that I'm supposed to take care of?
Well, what about...
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, so first things first. Okay, all the camps that are listening out there, day camps or sleepaway camps or even bungalow colonies, if you still want to hire, am I saying the right word?
Yes. If anybody's still interested, excuse me.
If anybody else is interested in, excuse you?
No. If anybody's interested in hiring Rabbi Yitzirps for storytelling engagements or karate demonstrations or Kayach and the Mayach, and you'll call and we'll give you more information about that. And if you're interested in any of these things, you know, then, I'll give you the proper information when you call at 718-375-1294.
That number again is 718-375-1294.
That was excellent. Now, can I finish the announcement before I give the telephone number?
Oh, but I gave the telephone number. It means you're not going to say anything?
No, of course I'm going to say something.
So what are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say the next part.
Oh, what is the next part?
Oh, Yossi.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so listen, very carefully out there, I am going to be in the mountains, because Baruch Hashem, we have a number of engagements there, and I will probably be there for at least 2 weeks so far, but if there's enough requests for a third week, of course, because, you know, we can give you a better deal if I'm going to be out there at that time, so I'm trying to put together that people should be close next to each other within the next day or so, or even on the same day, and this way, we can give you a better deal, because obviously it's going to cost a lot more if I just have to come for one performance out of the city straight up there. Okay, and day camps, well, you know, you're local.
And they're loco?
No, I said loco. No, now you're getting me mixed up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, got me. That's the problem. Okay, so local day camps or whatever it is, even Queens or whatever, wherever you're located, you know. And I do bungalow colonies also. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, let's continue.
Oh, yeah, and if you're interested in buying any of Rabbi Yitzchak's story CDs, which most of them are not in any stores, I would say 99% of them are not in any stores, and there's close to 40 that are not in the stores, and you can all get us at Rabbi Yerbs. And there's going to eventually be more than that, and the list keeps growing. So if you're interested in ordering any, just call Rabbi Yerbs at 718-375-1294, and he will be more than happy. And if he's not available, I'll be more than happy to email you the whole list or fax it to you, okay? And then you'll have all the instructions how to order it and so on and so forth. I think we covered everything, right?
I think so.
Wow, that's great. So you're going to have the story?
Yes, I am. Now, could you make your mind up which side of the studio you're going to stand in?
I'm not standing. I'm sitting.
Okay, whichever side you want to sit on.
Whichever side you throw me to.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so now, today, I have here a wonderful, wonderful story. Okay, and I just want to tell everybody out there that if you want to suggest a story, or you want information about sponsorship or donations or whatever, so the number to text in is 347-927-8398. That text number again is 347-927-8398. And I want you to know that I do listen to your requests. And if, you know, like last week, I followed somebody's request and it was a good story and I was able to research it and so on and so forth. Now, there is somebody that emailed me about a story, something to do with an addict. And it's, I see, you know, a little short synopsis of it. It didn't arrive with enough time for me to see it. That before I came to the show, because I already had a different story in mind, but I will consider it. But after I'm looking at it, it would be nice if you could give me more details about the story and where I could research it to find out more information, and then I'll be more than happy to tell you a story. And the other person that called me right before I went out to the studio, that person should also do what I said about emailing me all the information to the story. Okay, I think I got everything ready.
All right, I'll just climb on the background over here. Is it okay with you, Rabbi Yerbs?
As long as you don't drop anything or break anything. And don't lean over too much to that window.
Ah, why? It's the window is closed.
Yeah, but if you lean on the window, you never know, the window pane could fall right out.
Oh, and if it falls out, that means, if I'm leaning on it.
That's right, you could fall out too. Okay, now, while you're studying the window frame over there, I'm going to talk about,
Yeah, but you called it a window frame, but if I fall out, it's going to be a window pane.
Yes, okay. Anyways, I would like to start now because I'm ready. I think I got everything out of the way.
No, you didn't.
What did I forget?
Anybody's interested in any private or little small group karate lessons, you know, martial art lessons or qigong exercises, energy exercises, things like that, band engine and whatever, Zhenzhong system, you know, whatever, you know, martial arts, self-defense or whatever, or private art lessons or need artwork or something like that, you can call Rabbi Yitzchak at
718-375-1294.
Huh, you know your number.
Yes, Baruch Hashem. Now can I start the story?
Yes, you can. Okay, what's tonight's story's name?
Tonight's story is called Betrayal.
Betrayal. It's like, you know, we'll be on a trail.
No. I didn't say betrayal. Betrayal.
Oh, betrayal. Okay, got it.
Okay, now, you're going to get it if you don't sit down.
I'm sitting down.
Okay, very good. Now, this story is said to be a true story. However, names and places have been changed for obvious reasons. Okay, so if there is any name that I mentioned that sounds familiar to you, it's just by, you know, guess, you know, in English they call it coincidence or whatever it is. These are just names that I picked out at random and particular places. If there happens to be a store like this on that particular block, it's just at random.
You mean it's on Random Street?
No. Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
This is like the first time I'm telling this story.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're in for a long story, because whenever Robert Herbst tells a brand new story, he has no idea how long it's going to take. He works with crowd reaction, but how do you see the people through the radio?
That's a good point, I say, but somehow I'll manage if you just sit down over there and stop.
I know, stop bothering you. Okay, I got it. I work on Der Herz, you work on Savlonis, patience, everything is fine.
Very good. Okay, so anyways, tonight's story, as I said before, is called Betrayal. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of background so I don't have to spend 20 minutes of telling you about this person named Shmuel Zakon. Shmuel Zakon gave up his Jewish name as Shmuel, and he went by his English name, Shelley. So we're going to call him Shelley Zakon. Now, Shelley Zakon, just to give you a little background, because otherwise I would have to spend 15, 20 minutes just explaining all about Shmuel Zakon, his life, and so on and so forth. But that's not the main part of tonight's story. However, what happens to him from this point in the story is making sense, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so let me explain you like this. You see, there was this person named Shelley Zakon. He was born a nice religious Jew, a nice frum yid. But over the years, he sort of like, I guess he flaked off, dropped off, whatever you want to call it. He strayed from Yiddishkeit more and more, and eventually went completely off the Derech HaTorah, and, you know, eventually took a job here and there, a little of this, a little of that, and eventually he joined together with a gang, and that's where our story picks up. So at this point, he's not a little youngster, he's not an oldster, I would say somebody in the 20s or something like that at this time in the story. And technically, the story happened about, I would say, anywhere between 10 to 15 years ago.
And maybe 20 years ago?
A possibility.
Ah, so that means it was before I was born.
Yes, don't get into this born business, because then you're going to ask if it was before I was born.
No, I already know that.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so here we go. Anyways, we're going to step into a meeting where Shelley Zakon and Fritz Miguel and Tony Marino, these people were a gang. And they were not a gang of people going to chasnas and singing and making lebedik. And they were not a gang that went to bar mitzvahs and made lebedik. They were not a gang that did, you know, the mitzvah b'kecholim. They were a gang, a notorious gang. So let's go to the meeting. All right.
Man, what's going on, man? You call us this a meeting, okay? You know what are we going to do? We're going to break into someone's house tonight again, eh? What do you say? Eh, we'll break into the house. It's no problem. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, there's some houses in Flappish we can break into. You know what I mean? If not, we can break into a house in Borough Park. You know what I mean? I have no problem with that. I mean, we can go down to Park Slope. We can break into some house over there. You know what I mean? So what do you say? What are we doing tonight? We're planning how to rob a place?
No. Listen to me. Here's what we're going to do, okay? I'm sick and tired of burglary.
Well, don't tell me you're going to drop out of the gang. Oh, don't tell me, man. You're going to go over and drop out of the gang. Hey, Tony, you're the boss here. I mean, it's not possible. You know, you're not going to drop out of the gang. Come on, it's not. Come on, tell me what you're going to do.
Well, I tell you, I'm not dropping out of the gang. We're just going to up the scale.
Oh, man, we're going to go up the scale? I mean, what are we going on a scale for? What, are we weighing fruit or something? I mean, what's the matter with you?
No. Listen, you know, up until now, we do burglary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's a good thing I'm agile, you know what I mean? After you break into the lock and everything, I climb through the window, you know, because I'm agile, I'm pretty skinny, you know. And I get in there and I open up the door, you know, we wear gloves, you know, we leave no fingerprints, you know. And we leave very few evidence and, you know, we usually stake out the place pretty good. Huh? What do you say?
Hey, Shelley, you're pretty good. You got a good perception of what we do. And it's what we do. But, you know, we're going to move up a little bit.
What are you talking about? You know, I'm pretty satisfied with what we do. You know, we break into some houses, we rob here and there, you know, make a few dollars here, and then when we run low, we go and, you know, rob some more, whatever it is. And, you know, we stake out houses and everything, and we look at these things, you know, and, hey, you know, whatever, you know?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, lately, because the expenses around here, you know, things cost a lot of money. Now, when we break into a house, we get a few things here and there. But then, you know, we have the problem of we have to pawn off the stuff that we steal. Because if we steal some electronic stuff, we got to find a place to take it. We see, you know, the
jewelry.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, the jewelry. You know, if we take some of the jewelry, so, you know, we got to pawn it off. And then a lot of these pawn stores, you know, like the pawn keeper, you know, they're kind of, you know, like, how should I say, they're getting wishy-washy a little bit. You know, they're like thinking about, hey, you know, they don't want to take our stuff no more. You know what I mean? It's getting harder and harder to sell our stuff, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand very much. No problem. Hey, what about you, Shelley? What do you say?
You know, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you know, hey, what do you have in mind? I'm having in mind that I think we got to move up in this world. And you know what we're going to do? We're not going to do burglary. We're going to do burglary.
Huh? I'm not sure I follow you. First you say we're not going to do burglary, and then we're going to do burglary? Man, I think what he means is we're going to do a bigger kind of burglary, not local. Now, like, what do you have in mind, man?
Well, tell you what I have in mind. Okay, you ready for this? Okay, I think we got to get a place to rob that we can make a lot of money.
So what do you want to do? You want to go into Fort Knox? Is that what you want to do? Eh? Hey, Tony, what are we going to go? Break into Fort Knox?
No, no.
Federal Reserve Bank or something somewhere else?
No, 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 no.
So what do you have in mind?
I have in mind that I think we should break into a jewelry store.
Break into a jewelry store? Are you out of your mind? I mean, they got alarms all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with Fritz, you know. Fritz Miguel knows what he's talking about. I mean, there are alarms all over the place, you know. If you remember how Fritz joined our gang, I mean, you know, like... He tried to rob some, you know, like he snatched up some jewelry from a local jewelry store, you know, and then the guy kicked off the alarm and he almost got caught, but we pulled him into the alley and we saved his life, you know what I mean? He could have been spending years in jail. You know, you give me that look, you know, hey, Tony, what exactly you have in mind? You know, like, instead of going beating around the bush, why don't you just tell us what you have in mind?
All right, I'm going to tell you what I have in mind. Okay, ready for this? Okay. I've been keeping my eye out, okay? And I've been looking at, there's a jewelry store on Madison Avenue, big jewelry store, Madison Avenue, downtown Manhattan, you know what I mean? Okay? And I just want you to know that it's called Ketov Jewelry.
Oh, man, Ketov Jewelry. Hey, man, when they're not Ketov, what is that, Chinese or something?
No, not exactly Chinese.
I recognize that. Hey. Days when I used to be Jewish, or religious, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, Ketov means, you know, that's good, you know. Ketov, good. That's a good name for a jewelry store, you know. Hey, Ketov Jewelry. Yeah, it means all the jewelry is good stuff. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, look at Miguel. I mean, he
I know what you're going to tell me. He robbed the jewelry store, but that was a quick thing, okay? We're not doing a quick thing.
What do you mean we're not doing a quick thing? I don't understand.
Listen what we're going to do. Here's the plan, okay? We're not going to just run in and rob. We're not going to take out a gun and say, stick them up. We're not going to go in there and wear masks and things like that. Eventually, we will.
Eventually? I'm not sure I follow.
Okay, listen to me. I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Hey, that could be dangerous for you, man. You're going to do a lot of thinking. It's going to be very dangerous, man. Hey, why don't you give him a chance to speak, okay? Give him a chance to speak.
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen, here's my plan, okay? We're going to rob the store, but not right away. See, because right now I checked what we got. The money that we have stashed away so far from the last thing we did is enough to support us for a while, okay? Maybe we have to cut back a drop. But I was just thinking, okay? And listen, I'm thinking out loud, you know? And this is what I came up with a plan. Shelly, yeah, you used to be religious, you said, when you were young, right?
Yeah. I even went to shul. I even daven. You know what daven means? That means to pray. Excuse me. I used to pray like 3 times a day. You know what I mean? And I used to put on the phylacteries. You know, the trillin. I used to put them on. Yeah.
So let me ask you something. You still know how to pray?
Well, yeah. I guess once you learn how to read, you don't forget.
That's good. Now here's my plan. You see. I did a lot of research on this guy. You know, the owner, his name is Moshe Chaim Feinbaum. You know, Moshe Chaim Feinbaum. Now, he's a guy The Jewish community says that he does a lot of chesed, you know what I mean?
Chesed? Oh, chesed! Yeah. He does a lot of kind acts, right, yeah.
Well, that's it, you know? And he's a very charitable guy, you know? He gives a lot of charity. So I was just thinking, making an inside job.
What do you mean, inside job? We got nobody in the inside now, so how can it be an inside job?
Would you just listen to me? Why don't you just be quiet and just hear me out, all right?
All right, I'll hear you out. Hey, man, I'm quiet. I didn't say a word.
And I'm quiet also.
Yeah, you better be quiet there, Yossi.
Okay, I'm just sitting here looking out the window. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Okay, so now, what are we saying now? You want to get an inside job, but we have nobody on the inside. And what does my religion, way back when, have to do with it? I'm not religious now.
Listen to me. Instead of interrupting me, why don't you just listen to what I got to tell you?
All right, take it away. Yeah, man, take it away.
All right, listen. You are going to put on all your religious clothing back and forth. You know what I mean? You're going to put on religious stuff, okay? And you're going to put on, the religious-looking clothing. You know what I mean?
You mean I'm not going to wear these dungarees and this tie-dyed shirt and things like that?
Yeah, that's right. And you're going to look presentable to a certain extent. Then you're going to go to his house in Borough Park. I got the address. Don't worry. I looked it up. Okay, you're going to go to this guy, Moshe Chaim Feinbaum's house. And what you're going to do is the following. You're going to tell him a like a sob story.
You mean I'm going to go in front of him and I'm going to go...
Yeah. You're sort of going to go over to him and you're going to cry a bit, you know, but not cry like a baby. You're going to tell him that, oh, you're out of work, you couldn't find a job, you can't pay rent, and lately you don't know where you're going to sleep. Sometimes you sleep on a park bench. Sometimes you sleep in the back of a synagogue. You know, you have no place to stay. His heart is going to open up to you.
Oh, wow, yeah? You think so?
Yeah. Then you're going to gain his trust. You understand? You're going to gain his trust. He's going to like you, and then he's going to want to help you. So maybe he's going to take you in and give you a job to work in his jewelry store. Get it?
Ah, that's how I become the inside.
Yeah, man, that's the way it's going to go. Now, listen, let me tell you what happens. So after you're inside this jewelry place, whoa! So I'm going to tell you, man, it's going to be fantastic.
What do you mean it's going to be fantastic?
Because he's going to trust you. And then you're going to betray him.
Why would I betray him? I mean, if he's helping out, I mean...
Don't you get it? Are you forgetting what I originally said? We're going to rob him. You see, after he trusts you, then when he has a big shipment and everything like that, and you're there with him, we're going to rob the place. You see? And you're going to make sure the alarm doesn't go off. Okay? Now, to take away the suspicion from him, you know what you're going to do?
No, I don't know. What am I going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. See? I think of everything. You are going to get, how you say in Jewish? What's that word?
Tickled?
No. Like if I take my gun and I hit you on the head.
You're going to zets me?
Yeah, that's the word. I'm going to give you a zets on your head, okay? So I'm going to zets you on your head, all right? And then what's going to happen is when I zets you on the head, you know, I'm not going to zets you so hard. I'm just going to zets you that you get a little bruise. So this way it looks realistic. And they won't suspect that you're in on it. Get it?
Oh. And then what happens after that? Then I run away?
No, man. You can't run away then. Because if you run away then, you know what's going to happen?
One second. Let me explain. Because if you run away then they're going to know you're inside. So you're going to stay there. But then it's going to be a while. Sorry about that. Well, you know, but after a while, there's going to be a thing, you know, like you'll tell them you want to go out on your own. You know what I mean? And then you go away, and then you come to us, and we're going to give you a shim, man.
Hey, wait a minute.
How do I know that you two guys are not going to run off with my share? Hey, why should I? Wait a minute. Are you going to try to break up the gang?
Hey, man, I'm not going to break up the game. I'm not going to break up the gang. Listen to me, okay? Listen to what I'm going to do, okay? Try to listen to me and without going off the wall. You know what I mean?
All right, I'll try. Go ahead, tell me.
All right, listen to me what I'm going to tell you. This is what's going to happen, okay? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay, you see, we cannot betray you.
Why? Yeah, you got the money, you got the jewelry and everything. I mean, why can't you betray me?
Because you know who we are, and you know everything about us. So, you see, that's your security, that we're going to give you a share. You understand? And you won't squelch on us, because we know everything about you. See? So each one of us got security. We're going to take care of each other, and we're not going to betray each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the sooner we start on this deal, the better it is. Do you have to polish up on your Hebrew reading?
No, I still remember how to read.
Do you have to polish up on your prayers?
No, it comes back to you. Don't worry. All right. Okay, I'll buy some clothing that look Jewish and everything. And I got to wear those yo-yo strings again.
Oh, you mean the tzitzis?
Hey, how come you know the word tzitzis better than me?
Never mind. Well, never mind how I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. Don't worry. Okay, you get the tzitzis and everything. Let's just look Jewish. And don't forget, you got to wear a beanie copter.
Oh, beanie copter. Yeah, yarmulke. Yeah, okay. No problem. And so, sure enough, this person, Shelley, went back to using his name, Shmuel Zakon. And he looked pretty presentable. And then what happened was this. As he looked so presentable, he decided that what he is going to do is go in to the jewelry store. That'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
I know, Rabbi Herbst, that would not be a good idea.
And why not?
Because then they'll see him. He has to go to the house.
Right. Okay, you caught me there.
I didn't catch you. You're on the other side of the studio.
Oh, okay, right. I mean, you caught me in a possible mistake.
A possible mistake, but you never make mistakes.
Generally speaking, no. Okay, so let me tell you what happened. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so what happened was as follows. He went into Borough Park, and he looked around. Wow, it's just like my old neighborhood. Wow, it's good.
Angelina, pardon me over there. And do you have mincha yet?
And then I have mincha. Haven't have mincha today, yesterday, the day before. I'm not going to tell him that. No, I didn't. Why?
Good. After Kevstaran came in, maybe you can come inside with after Minyan, okay? You can be Mr. of Midwinds. You can be part of our Minyan. You speak Yiddish. I mean,
well, a little bit.
All right, come inside then, okay? We need a Minyan.
Wow, this is my first taste of Yiddishkeit again. But only this time I'm acting. La-ta-ti-ta-ta. Ah, yes, okay. Let's see. I still remember how to do this. Hey, maybe I should say the words. And of course, he davened. Part of it he davened. Part of it he faked out. Every now and then, he heard people call out some words when they davened. So he did it also to look like part of the people. And after Mincha Ma'ariv, he made his way straight to the Feinbaum house. And he went there and he rang the doorbell.
One moment, please. Who is there? Who's at the door?
I'm collecting tzedakah.
One moment, please. I will get my husband, okay? Moshe Chaim, so do I live with Kim Sech in the tier. He will name an abyssal tzedakah. There's somebody there by the door wants to collect tzedakah. Are you able to come to the door and help him out?
I think I can help him out. I'm sure I can help him out. 1 second, I'm on it. Let me open the door. All right. Shalom Aleichem. How are you today? Would you like to have a seat and sit down? Please, are you hungry a little bit? Maybe I can get you something to eat. Maybe I can get you a drink.
Oh, thank you. That was so nice of you. I am hungry. I didn't eat in a while.
Oh, please. Then by all means, please have a seat over here. Zetzachavek, sit down. Okay. Chaya Ense, can you do me a favor? Chaya Ense.
Yes, my dear husband Moshe Chaim. What is?
Listen, maybe you could do me a favor and bring a vessel of cookies, cake, and something to drink over here. Would you like a coffee? You like a tea?
Whatever.
Okay, bring him a whatever. Would you like 2 lumps of sugar in the whatever? Or that's okay. Don't worry. We'll bring some drinks in, and you can make a decision. Okay, now, what kind of tzedakah are you collecting from, if you don't mind me asking?
You say I'm collecting for myself.
Oh, you're collecting for yourself? Please, tell me your story. What's the problem?
Well, you know, my name is Shmuley Zakon, Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom. Okay, now let's get to the nitty-gritty and tell me what the problem is.
Okay, the nitty-gritty is like this. You see, well, you see, I don't know how to tell you this, but, you know, I'm a hard-working person, you know. I do jobs here and there and everything, and how do I tell you? You know, like, you know, the economy is not so good now and everything, and I keep losing jobs and everything, and I couldn't pay my rent a few months ago, and the last few months I've been outside on the street.
1 second. Let me get this straight. You've been outside on the street? What about your apartment?
I told you before. I couldn't afford to pay my rent anymore. And I tried to get a small apartment, but nobody would give me an apartment without, you know, like security up front, you know, month's rent, this thing like that. So I had nothing, so...
So, my goodness, what'd you do? Where'd you sleep?
I slept on park benches, things like that. Once in a while, I slept in the back of a shul, you know. But you know...
Hey, Vase Mia, you can't do that. And you're coming for me for tzedakah? You want me to... give you something, so, because you don't have a meal. But you know, you need more than that. I see you don't have a place to stay. You know what? It's every yid's job to be a goymel chasodim. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. You know what? For tonight, you're not going to sleep in the street. For tonight, you'll sleep by me. I have a guest room in the basement, and you can have that room as long as you want.
But I don't want to impose. I mean, what happens if you have another, you know, person that you want to be as a guest?
Hey, do you see the size of my house? Can I know her? You think I have only one guest room in the basement? Baruch Hashem, I'm able to afford it. And I can support a lot of guests. So I have more than one guest room. So don't worry. Zog sich nicht, zog sich nicht, zog sich nicht.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, plan is working very good. Now, how do I get to him? To get me a job. I know. I appreciate it. And you can tell me where the nearest minion is. And I'll dive in the morning early. Oh, by the way, sir. I don't know how to tell you this.
Go ahead. Try me. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, you see. You know. I told you I sleep on park benches and things like that.
Yeah. So.
Well. I had, like, my talis and tefillin,
You're married?
I used to be.
Oh, I see. So you had a talis and tefillin. Where is it? Where's Taka? I don't see you having it. I mean, where are all your possessions?
This is all I got left, you know. Last night when I was sleeping on a bench in the park, you know, Baruch Hashem, the weather was nice, you know, and all of a sudden, the most strangest thing happened when I woke up in the morning. Everything was gone, including my talis and tefillin. So I don't have a talis and tefillin.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm going to lend you my grandfather's old pair, and I'm going to lend it to you. It's kosher, don't worry. And I always have an extra pair of, tzitzis, talesim, whatever you need. A pair of socks, you know, whatever. An extra set of clothing. We'll buy you. And hope, Ezra Shem, you'll have some muscle tomorrow looking for a job.
And so sure enough, this person, Shelley, who's going back with his Jewish name, Shmuel, he went over and he hung out there for a couple of weeks. And at the end of every day, he would come back and he says, I don't know how to tell you this, Moshe Chaim, I appreciate your chesed, but you know, if you want me to leave, I'll leave, but because I'm just not having any muzzle. I just, mamish, can't get a job. Nobody's hiring. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't understand. Are you laughing or?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, I'm like feeling sad because you don't have a panosa. I'm feeling sad because of your situation. But on the other hand, you know, I feel happy. I can do a chesed. Right now, it's a beautiful season. You understand? And I could use extra help in my jewelry store. You ever heard of my jewelry store, Kitov?
I can't say I have.
Okay, good. Well, anyways, it's a beautiful jewelry store, and I have it in downtown Manhattan, in Madison Avenue over there, between 56th Avenue, things like that. Okay, so if you like, you can work for me, and I'll pay you, and eventually maybe you can get on your own, and I'll be able to take an apartment and whatever.
Oh, that would be great. I really appreciate. I don't even know how to thank you.
Hey, not a problem. Now, just remember, I want to see you again Friday night and Shabbosuda, okay? You'll eat by us.
Yeah, wow. I never enjoyed Zemiris the way you guys sing, you know, like, Karibon Allah, Bayamaya, Antuma. You guys are so great. Wow. And especially when you sing, Me'ain Olam Haba, Me'ain Olam Haba, Yom Yaba, Hazmanuka, woo! You really get me going.
Yeah, I hope I don't get you too wild. But I hope I fill you with Kedusha and spirit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, your wife's Lakshin Kugel? Wow! I have a machloikis within myself, you know. I don't know which I like better, the Lakshin Kugel or the potato Kugel.
Well, I told you, you can have them both.
Well, thank you. I hope you don't think I...
No, don't worry. Whatever you eat is fine with us. Baruch Hashem, I have been blessed with the ability to take care of my own family and to help others. You think if Hashem makes a person rich, it's just so he should be able to spend it all on himself? I mean, after all, if a person has a lot of money, well, how much food can he eat? I mean, how many rooms does he need in the house? I mean, what's he going to do with a mansion with 70 rooms and 14 bathrooms? I mean, and 57 closets and 68 pairs of shoes. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous, right? So if Hashem makes a person rich, it means he's giving him an opportunity to be a shliach of Hashem to help other people. And that's what I feel I'm doing. And I love it, I love it, I love it. I help Moistus also, Baruch Hashem. I'm so happy that Hashem gives me the ability to help out Moistus. It's unreal, unbelievable.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, is there anything you want? Because I'm going to sleep now. And if you need anything, you just let me know, okay?
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, I'll go to sleep now too, so I want to wake up in time for chakras. I'm so excited to work for you. And sure enough, that night, he called up his friend from the cell phone downstairs. Tony, I'm whispering. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What?
It worked. I finally got the job. I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, good.
Hey, man, what happened? He got the job? That's great, man. I want to come with. Because we're running out of money, you know. We got to do something. Either he gets, you know, to find out where the big money is, the big bucks, you know, the diamonds or whatever, big shipment, you know, or else we're going to have to rob another house or something.
Don't worry. He's going to get it before it's time. Don't you worry.
And so, sure enough, he worked there for a couple of weeks. And now he was there for almost 2 full months. And his trust was growing and growing. And he even felt sad.
Boy, oh boy. He looks so sad. Is there something wrong over there? You should be very happy.
Oh, I look sad? Oh, no. I was just thinking how my life was before. And now I'm really very happy. Because now what I'm thinking about is, wow, what you have done for me. Whoa. It's unbelievable. I am so thankful to you. You know what I mean? I am so thankful to you for what you have done for me.
Oh, that's good. Because for a moment, I thought you were not happy.
No, I'm very happy. I was just thinking, like, wow, whatever, you know. Well, I can't tell what I was really thinking. Wow, he's so nice to me. I mean, maybe if I had somebody so nice and caring when I was younger, maybe they would have helped me when I had all my troubles and things like that. And then maybe I would have stayed B'derech HaTomra. Wow. Unbelievable. It's going to hurt me when I have to betray him. And, oh boy. But, you know, hey, that's the business we're in. Can't let myself get too emotionally involved. Yeah, okay. And so, sure enough, the day came.
All right, now listen here. We're going to be late here tonight because now, before the big season comes, you know, and I got here, you know, a bunch of jewelry, bunch of diamonds, you know, the June season comes and people, you know, make a lot of chasnas and people buy jewelry, people buy diamonds for engagement rings and things like that, you know, and it's not just the Jewish customers. Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of Goyish customers also. So I just want you to know that we're going to take care of everything, okay? Very good. Okay, so let me see what's happening. Okay, so you don't mind staying late?
I don't mind staying late. I mean, why should I mind staying late? I mean, after all, you know, who do I have to go home to? Myself? Four walls? You became like a family to me. And your kids, can I Nahara and everything? Wow. I'm telling you, you know? Well, hope I'm throwing on this Jewish stuff real good.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I love your kids. It's like I feel like you make me part of your family.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's very good. That's very, very good. Okay. So anyways, I'm going to go over here and start unpacking the things, and I'm going to start making, you know, the inventories and everything like this. And then when I need your help, you know, I'll call you. Meantime, while I'm looking through the papers to make sure everything got here, you take care of the customers.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Let's see if I can get to the side over here for a minute. Okay, let me call up.
Hello. Hey, where are you calling me from? Straight from the store phone? Tell you, use your cell phone.
Oh, sorry. Let me switch phones.
Yeah, okay, that's better. What, do you want to give us away? All right, now, what's the story?
Tonight's the night. He's got all this jewelry coming. Tons of it. It's here already, and he's unpacking it. So you gotta come tonight, okay? And remember, try not to hit me so hard, okay? Just make it look good.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm excited, finally. Okay, now, I got the layout plan. Did anything change since the last time you drew me a map of the place?
No.
Okay, good, great. All right. See you soon. All right. Hey, Miguel. Hey, Fritz. Let's get moving.
Why? What do you want? What am I? You know why I'm out taking a nap here? You know what's the matter with me? Taking my beer. Oh, that's good beer. All right. Now, what's the problem, man? What's the problem? You know what? You're telling me what's going on.
Hey, we're doing it tonight. Let's go. Let's get our stuff together. All right. Now, listen. We're going to go in the hallway from the other building. We're going to go up to the vent. Okay, we're going to go onto the roof, get it? And then we go to the roof, we move over, and then we loosen up the skylight. You got it?
The skylight? Are you talking about the other building job?
Oh, so wait a minute. The jewelry store, Kitov. What'd you do with this plans? What are you mixing me up this plan with the other plan?
Yeah, that's the burglary we did the last time. Here are the plans, see? Okay, I got it right over here, see? Okay, here it is. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I see it. Okay, here we just walk into the store. And then we pull the shades down. And then we do our thing. Hey, everything's down to pat. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's get into the car.
Hey, man, you take it easy, man. You know, I want to get to the job in one piece, okay? Come, let's go. All right, we're out. Okay, now what? Okay, man. Let's go, man.
All right, take it easy. Gotta get my gun. Okay, got everything. Okay. All right. Now, you got your mask?
Yeah, man, I got my mask. I mean, what's going on?
You know what? I got my mask and everything. Okay, you got yours?
Yeah, man, I got my mask. Okay.
Put it on. Okay, here we go. Now walk into the store backwards. Okay. I can understand. We're going to be, okay. Oh, he's coming. Just walking backwards. Let him think you're a customer.
Excuse me, pardon me, but I have to go now. You don't mind?
Oh, that's not the boss. Okay.
Shalom Aleichem. Customers, is there a reason why you're walking in the store backwards?
Yeah, we're kind of shy. Is there anybody else here?
No, right now you're the other customer. The last customer just left. Is there something we can do for you? If not, my worker over here, Shmuel, he'll take care of you.
I can take care of them. Hi, but I can't take care of you. Don't turn around. Oh, my goodness. They got masks over there.
Hey, and I got a gun, too. All right? Now, don't move. I don't want to hurt anybody, okay? Now, I'm just going to pull down the shades over here. Boom. Pull down the shades over here. Boom. All right. Now, I want all the jewelry. Let's hand it over, and nobody gets hurt.
I'll stop them. I can't let them rob you after all the chesed you did for me.
Oh, no. Please, don't do that. Yes, it's not right. You don't have to risk your life. His money's not worth it. Hello? No,
I'll stop him. Hey, you can't rob.
Hey, you trying to start up with us?
Oh.
Hey, why you lock him out for? Why you have to do this for, eh? He's just a young fella. What are you doing?
Hey, don't tell us what to do. All the jewelry, please.
And sure enough, he had no choice. Chaim Moshe. Oh, actually, excuse me, Moshe Chaim, pardon me. Moshe Chaim, he had no choice. He gave up all the jewelry and everything, and the two of them left. And of course, Moshe Chaim never suspected a thing. And the reason why he didn't suspect a thing was because it looked so real when he hit him on the head. And after all, he had a big cut on his head.
Ow, my head. Ow, my head. Ow.
Hey, don't worry, you'll be all right. We'll take care of you. Zogjusnish, we're going to help you out. Don't worry.
Could be. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think so. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I'll be all right. I can hear myself now. Baruch Hashem. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's good. Very good. I'm very happy to hear it. Okay. Baruch Hashem.
But they robbed everything.
Don't worry about it.
And sure enough, the police came down, and the big sirens were blaring. Woo, 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 woo. And after they all came down, the lieutenant came out.
All right, Admiral Emerson, you've been robbed over here. Let's see. Okay, dust for fingerprints. Quick, dust for fingerprints. Are you the guy that saw them?
I didn't see them exactly. I mean, they were wearing masks and everything, you know. You can look at the camera, you'll see they're wearing masks and everything. And I tried to, you know, stop them, but, oh, man, they hit me in the head.
All right, don't worry. There's an over there. You got the first aid kit. Take the first aid kit and take care of him over there.
And sure enough, the police could not find anything right away. But they said they'll take care of the case. But they couldn't, at least, because they had a clear, clean getaway. But then, as the days were wearing on, Moshe Chaim started to feel so sad.
Hey, Vayas Mir. Hey, Vayas Mir. Hey, Mir is Vay, Vayas Mir. Ay. Was alachton. I can't give my donation to that yeshiva anymore. I can't give that chesed fund. I can't give to the free loan society. Ay. What am I going to do? Ay. It takes so long for the insurance companies to take care and fill out things. Ay. Or to pay me. They're still doing their investigations. Ay. The security. They have to check this and they have to make sure everything. Ay. They go through the police reports. Ay.
What's the matter? Moshe Chaim, is everything all right?
Everything is fine. Fine.
I guess you worried about because you lost all that money.
Money! That's just a materialistic thing. I don't care about the money.
So then why are you so sad?
Mitzvahs!
Mitzvahs? I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? You're a Yid and you don't understand? Mitzvahs! Because when I had money, I was able to do tzedakah. I was able to help people. Look what I did for you. I was able to take you into my guest room. I was able to support you. I was able to give you a job. Look what I was able to do for you. Are you telling me why I'm so sad? I'm sad not because of the money. Who cares about the money? I don't need to live fancy schmancy. I just have a big house like this so I could take care of and put up guests and things like that. And then and look presentable to help other yeshivas and maestas and things like that, free loan societies. Ay.
Oh, wow. He is so sad. Oh, my goodness. I betrayed him. Oh, my. He's so upset, not because of the money. That's an unbelievable person. Wow. He's so much into the mitzvah. The ruchnius part of life. Not the... What am I going to do? Not the kashmius. Wait a minute. I got it. I betrayed him, so I'll betray my friends. But then they'll squeal at me. Moshe Chaim. Moshe Chaim. Can we talk privately?
Yeah, sure.
You won't be upset at me if I tell you this?
Why should I be upset? I'm already upset, and not because of you, Chas v'Sholom, and not because of the loss of the money.
I know, you're upset because of the loss of the being able to...
Not because of Idba Adba Adba.
I mean, because you can't do mitzvahs, you can't do tzedakah, you can't do chesed, right? Like you used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm upset about.
Well, it's my fault.
Your fault? What are you talking about? Stop blaming yourself. You risked your life. I told you not to do that. You jumped on this Ganef, and he could have killed you. Ay. Mamash, it's an ace that you're alive.
No, it's not an ace. It was part of the plan.
Part of the plan? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I got to reveal to you the truth. You know, I betrayed your trust, and now I'm going to betray my friend's trust.
What are you talking about?
See, I'm really not religious.
What? I can't believe it.
That's why I didn't have tefillin. And I just forgot that, you know, guys that are not married don't wear talisim, you know, unless they're sorority or something, you know?
What are you talking about? I took you to my home.
Yeah, it was part of the plan. To win your trust and then to betray you and to make it look good, I was supposed to...
What? How could you do this to me? I took you into my house and...
I know what you did, I know. And that's why I feel bad, because you did it, you know, sincerely. It wasn't like... I mean, you did it for real, you know, like for the sake of the mitzvah. You know what I mean? And you know, it was part of the plan to make it look so real that when I told him when the big, you know, shipment of your jewelry is coming and the diamonds and everything... I don't know how to tell you this, but, you know, like, I had to make it look good. So when I jumped in, he was supposed to hit me with the gun and give me a small cut. You know, this way it looks very real. But now I feel so bad for you.
You feel so bad for me? You caused me to lose all my money. And you feel bad for me? How is that possible? I don't understand this. You caused me that I can't do chesed.
That's what bothers me. I'm so sorry. I wish I knew you before I joined this gang. Then maybe things wouldn't turn out this way.
But don't worry. Everything is gamzul teva, and everything is a mais hashgacha. Everything is from Shemayim. If you came to me, it must be for more than just the fact that you are going to rob me, or I should say, rob me. So what do you want me to do? If I call the police, they'll have to arrest you also.
Yeah, but I was just thinking. I'm going to leave you something, and it's going to be a piece of paper with an address, okay? And what you will do is, you'll make it seem like they dropped it in your place. And then the police will follow the lead and they'll catch you and everything.
But what's going to happen with you? What's going to happen with you?
With me? Don't worry about me. You know, they're going to say that I'm an accomplice and so on and so forth. And I'm going to say, you know, with a wound like this in my head, I'm not an accomplice. No way. And they're going to lie and nobody's going to believe them because, you know, and there's no proof that I snitched.
I see. And then what will happen? They'll be arrested because they'll be caught with the jewelry. And the police won't believe them even if they testify against you. Very good. And then what'll happen next?
Then if you don't press charges on me, I'm going to be a real religious Jew. I'm going to really keep frumkeit for real this time. I'm going to put on my yarmulke, and I'm going to keep it, and I'm really going to put on tefillin. And I'm going to, you know, actually, you're going to.
I'm going to what?
You're going to help me become more religious the right way.
It'd be my pleasure. It'd be my pleasure. I told you this, Ashkocha, that all of this. Amazing. Amazing. Just to do this great chesed of bringing back. You know what it means to save a neshama? When you save a neshama, it's like saving a whole world. Ha! To lose all my jewelry and everything. Ha! To save a neshama, it's worth it. Ha! What bigger chesed can that be?
And sure enough, the police picked up on that lead. And they came and they followed up on it and they came to the house and they surprised the robbers and they arrested them.
How come you're going so fast you're not thinking of your voice and everything?
I see the clock is ticking. And it's getting later and later. And the hours are going by. And I don't have enough time to stretch the story, and I want to take a few phone calls also.
Oh, okay. So what happened next?
Well, what happened next was obviously they arrested him. And of course, they tried to put the blame on the silent partner. But it didn't work. And the reason why it didn't work was because they didn't believe him. And they believed that wound was so, you know, realistic because it was a good zest. He like kind of hit him too realistically. So that helped in the long run. And they didn't believe that he was in on it. And of course, Feinbaum himself, Moshe Chaim, he said everything is fine. And he trusted me. I mean, him. I mean...
You mean he trusted, you know, like Shelley. I mean, Shmuel. I mean, right.
Yes, that's correct. And sure enough, he slowly got back his money because after the police processed everything, they returned everything. And he was able to continue his business. And of course,
he was able to do chesed again.
That's right. And plus, there was a bonus.
A bonus? He did double chesed.
No, the bonus was...
Oh, Shmuley became frum, right?
That's correct. And this time, very sincerely.
Wow, what a great story. I hope we can squeeze in a couple of phone calls. Well, we could try. Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Chaim Wickler.
Chaim Wickler. Okay, you have 60 things for us. How many things you got this time?
34.
34, okay. Shoot, let's go. I'm listening.
Don't leave the dark and don't be bad and don't ruin other people's houses. Don't steal. Don't make fun of people. Even if you're bad, don't get worse. And try to stop people from doing bad stuff. Warn people before danger happens. Let people talk. Don't get angry. Don't scream. Don't interrupt people. Don't lie. Trust people. Don't betray people. Don't assess people. Don't assess bad people. And share money. Take care of people. And don't forget you're this guy. Don't threaten.
Catch your breath. You can catch your breath for a second.
Give tzedakah, have parnasa, take care of people, give people parnasa, give poor people food, give compliments, give away bad people. Don't be worried, feel bad for people. Be ashamed of bad deeds. Admit that you did bad stuff and be worried for people that have a problem.
Wow, that was unbelievable. I'm going to listen to it on the replay later and see if you repeated anything. Okay.
By the way, I was the one that texted in about that story.
Oh,
with
the
about
attic?
About the attic, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the text was too big, so I couldn't send the whole story, but I'll send it tomorrow, the rest.
Okay.
And by the way,
yes.
When Yossi was saying the address for donations, I found a mistake. He said 2929 Ostrand Avenue, not 2829.
You're right. Good. Okay, send your donations to 2829 Ostrand Avenue, not 2929. Okay, very good. Yeah, that could be 10 numbers off, right? 100 numbers off, a couple of blocks off. Okay, thank you very much. Wow, that was like worth 34 phone calls. Okay, do we have time for any more phone calls? I don't think so. Okay, sorry about that. I had no idea how long this story was going to take, and obviously I could have stretched it even longer. So until next week, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your Shabbos, and until then, goodbye, everyone! You know, somehow, like in the middle... Oh, I'm still on?